Life is a Journey, What's Your Story? The Inquisitive Tongue premieres on Radio St. Pete Insider. My co-host today is Kristen Zielinski of the Foodie Labs at the Arts Exchange. And with us from the Foodie Labs is the Bagel Babe, Jessie Valerosi, moved from St. Pete from Jersey in 2021 to join her sister. She's going to work as an athletic trainer. Oh boy, is she training us on bagels. Kristen, hello, and tell us what's going on at the Foodie Labs.
Hi, nice to see you again. Over at the Foodie Labs, we have stuff going on all the time. We have a couple of really good events coming up. First of all, if you haven't been to the Foodie Labs, we're a culinary incubator where we allow businesses to come in and get started with us, either on the shared side or in the ghost kitchen side. Ghost Kitchen side is where they come in and they're running a full restaurant concept inside our space where they do pickup and delivery on the lower end of the cost side for them. So their commitment is 12 months as opposed to in a true brick and mortar. It's a 5 to 10 year commercial lease with all of the added extras of building out your concept and getting the equipment and utilities and everything going. So we are that starting point for him, for all of them, before they go into a brick and mortar. We do host quite a few events, and the top three we have coming up is one called Pups and Pop-Ups. April 13th from 2 to 5, and it's on the same day as our second Saturday, the Art Walk, and we'll be serving different foods, sampling, and everything on the trail side. So we're partnering up with a local puppy little agency down
Pet
the street.
Pet Pal. Yes, one of our favorites.
And so we'll be doing a lot of trail side fun. After that is Shaner's Smoke Sesh, which is April 20th. Everything smoked for $4.20 from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then we have a fantastic paella party coming up that I'm so excited for. It's a company called Apalulu, and it's a Latin American street food company. The couple is just amazing, and they tie in everything that we are. So food, art, and science, and they throw in music too. So it'll be a great event, and all of those events can be found on our website under the events tab.
Foodielabs.com. And I want to talk about little Mikey Shaner before we get to the Bagel Babe. You know, Mike Shaner, Shaner's Surf and Turf, was down in Paso Grill for years. It was a 50-year-old legacy across from the wharf. And after spending years in the local culinary scene working at the market on the beach, Mikey Shaner, I like to call him Little Mikey, is now serving St. Pete at the Foodie Labs with his sandwiches, kebabs, and sides. So that's really exciting. You can order at the Foodie Labs menu. / Shaner's Surf and Turf. And I also want to ask you, Kristen, how did the pasta making and tasting night go, the first one?
It went great. Like anything else, you learn little lessons through each event that we have. But we had a full house, sold out, and we have a second session coming soon.
Terrific. So again, people, the Culinary Night Market, food, music, art, and drinks, 5 to 8 p.m. last Friday and second Saturday of every month. And now I want you to meet, well, she's just adorable, the Bagel Babe. Hello, Jessie.
How are you?
I'm terrific. Tell me a little bit about, you came here to be a certified athletic trainer, but bagels got in the way. What's the history of bagels in your family?
So it's funny, there really is no history of bagels in my family. I basically started from nothing. It started off with me testing recipes in my kitchen a few years ago back in Jersey. And then when I decided to move to Florida in 2021, that's when I really kind of went ham on the bagel making. Right in my kitchen at home, just me, myself, and I. Nobody else, you know, knows the recipe or helped me out, really. You know, I have my family now that's backing me up at Foodie Labs. It's a whole family operation at this point. But, yeah, I just started off by testing recipes. And, you know, back in May of 2023, I launched my online website, just selling straight up bagels, and quickly realized that I needed a physical presence to build the business. And that's when we found Kristen and Foodie Labs, and it's been awesome just being able to, you know, get my name recognized for Bagel Babe and for my family. And, you know, we've had the chance through Foodie Labs to really, like, allow our business to flourish and grow.
And it really is a family affair, isn't it? Your dad, Nick, is manning the grill to make the bagel sandwiches, and mom, Jennifer, does the packaging, and your sister, Jamie, pitched in with the marketing. Tell me a little bit about the bagel sandwiches. I love your bagels, your everything bagels with a schmear.
Yeah, so all of our bagel sandwiches start with hand-rolled, boiled, and baked bagels every single day. I do all of the rolling myself and all of the baking. My dad's on the griddle. My mom's helping packaging. Like I said, you know, it's a whole family affair here. And the sandwiches are, you know, they're just, we have classic sandwiches. So your traditional bacon, ham, pork roll, sausage. If you guys don't know what pork roll is, it is a Jersey delicacy. So check it out. But we also
have... I
love
me some pork roll.
Absolutely. Or Taylor ham. And yeah, so we also have signature sandwiches as well that I kind of just created on the spot and created kind of cool names for them, like the Beachy Babe and the Salty Babe and things like that. So they're all different and unique.
Tell us about the different bagels you have. You have an everything bagel.
Yes. So I have all of your traditional seeded ones, everything, sesame, poppy, onion. I have plain bagels. I also do, you know, the sweeter bagels. I do a chocolate chip, a blueberry, and a cinnamon raisin, and I'm still experimenting with others. From time to time, I will create different specials, like I had a jalapeno cheddar bagel. I'm working on other ones like pumpernickel and egg bagels for those New Yorkers out there that keep asking me for egg bagels. But yeah, I like to keep it new and fresh, but also keep the traditional bagels just going out the door.
So have you gone around the country bagel tasting in your quest for the perfect bagel? And is it the water that makes a difference?
That's the biggest question I get, is the water. No, so it's not the water. There's a lot that goes into bagel making, such as, you know, the environment in which you're baking in and, you know, the quality of ingredients. But personally, no, I haven't really gone outside, you know, the country. I mean, I'm from New Jersey, so I was blessed with really good bagels, being from New Jersey, New York area. I did come down to St. Pete and try all of the bagels and just felt like it wasn't hitting the same as it would in New Jersey. So that's kind of what sparked my interest into learning how to make a New Jersey, New York bagel.
Well, we are very grateful that you're here. And listen, y'all, you need to go online and either go and pick up a bagel or get a bagel delivered. And, you know, speaking of family affairs, Kristen, the peanut butter rush, I want to talk about that. The family recipe with a little tryst from your grandmother, Margaret. We talked about it a little bit last time. What's new with what you're doing with this pie in a portable jar?
yes, they are addicting. So peanut butter pie in a jar is my grandmother's recipe, and we, because of Florida and the humidity, obviously the height of the pie that my grandmother used to get is not going to be there. So we threw it in a jar, and it's portable, and you can have a couple of bites and put the top back on and put it in the refrigerator, but most of the time you leave the lid off and they finish it right there. You know, that's one of my little pet projects on the side. I've had it for a couple of years, put it aside when we were under construction and have brought it back, but it'll eventually be a line of probably about four or five different items, but everything peanut butter.
What would you put with peanut butter?
Peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter and chocolate.
That's it. Peanut butter and chocolate, dark chocolate, right?
Yes.
Paired with what kind of beer? We'll have to ask the What's Brewing guys. I want to talk, you know, this is the Inquisitive Tongue, and you can go to our website, RadioSt.Pete.com, and hear some of the other columns or segments on beer and wine. But I want to talk about what's worth eating downtown. I love the Foodie Labs. It's fun. It's wonderful to go to. We've got not just Shainer's and the Bagel Babe, but we've got A Good Human Eats Better. We've got Seibel Moroccan French Bistro. What are you seeing as trends out there? Let's start with you. What are you liking to eat around town?
So, you know, there's a lot of different options downtown. One of the big ones is, you know, vegan and gluten-free. I know that a lot of people like the Craft Cafe is one of my personal favorites. And I think that's why we're, as, you know, being Foodie Labs, we have so many different options. So, like, A Good Human is awesome because they're, you know, vegan specialties. Kate is awesome. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many different cuisines. It's endless.
It really is global. Kristen, you and I have talked about the global community here, what's going on. The vegan, obviously Foodie Labs is really nurturing and innovating a lot of this. Talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing as trends there.
You know, there, it's not narrow like it was before. There used to be just like one trend. Okay, this is vegan. This is gluten-free. That's definitely not the case. I think people are just always looking for something new or something that's traditional that it brings them back to a memory of their childhood. And maybe it's just plated or packaged differently. So, you know, I think my opinion, is definitely going back to old school, like home ingredients, nothing fancy, nothing processed, as, you know, just whole foods, and then going from there. So if we start with that, I mean, you know, outside, we have a ton of really cool things in Foodie Labs. We have a lot of new things coming. It's just taken a little bit of time to get them onboarded, and then we can start talking about them too, but some really cool stuff coming. Outside of that, you know, you would ask me about my two favorite places, which is ironic, right outside of Foodie Labs is Urban Stillhouse and Lolita's. Those are my two favorite places.
So, I love Lolita's. Yeah, a little charcuterie, and they're fabulous how they do things. Well, that's the Inquisitive Tongue, Kristen Zielinski, my co-host today, and Miss Jessie Valerosi, the Bagel Babe. Thank you so much for being here on Radio St. Pete Insider.
Thank you.
Thank you.